You know, Yafa Asisam, you did the right thing. Why? She'asoichim, that you're allowed to rent from a goy. Now, even on Shabbos, you could rent from a goy. For the Gemara, Toye bor nadoy. Now, Doy, yes, the Kashla was astonished on this. Is it true that Rabbi Yochanan said like this, that they did right, that when the goy came home for a Shabbos morning into his apartment, that the other Yisraelim went and rented the goy's reshus on Shabbos? Are you allowed to do that? Rabbi Yochanan said this Indian that you're allowed to rent from a goy his rights to use the chotzer is like an Erev. Is the chura my love? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan mean to say ma ma'ariv? Just like whenever you make an eruv chatzeris, when you have two Yisraelim living together in the same courtyard, you have to make an eruv chatzeris. And the halacha from an eruv is it has to be chal at the beginning of Shabbos. You have to make the eruv before Shabbos starts. Is ma ma'ariv miboy join? You have to put the eruv chatzeris there right before shkia. Is the chura Rabbi Yochanan means to say af soichem miboy join? Who are them when you want to rent the goy's reshus in the chotzer, you have to do it mevoy joim before Shabbos. So the goy here, it wouldn't be good. Here before Shabbos, the goy wasn't home. The goy first came back to his apartment Shabbos morning. So now, luchur, it's too late to rent from the goy. Because the din you could be soichu is like an Erev dummy. So what's the story on Rabbi Yochanan? How did Rabbi Yochanan say they did the right thing when they rented the goy's reshus Shabbos morning? I, Rabbi Yochanan, said the Indian of renting from a goy is like an Erev dummy. And the chur, just like a ruvich at service has to dafka be done miboy joim, the chur renting should also dafka have to be miboy joim. After the Gemara, loy. He meant, Rabbi Yochanan means to say like this, ma ma'ariv v'yafilu b'pochas m'sheva pruta. Just like when you make a ruvich at service, when you collect a piece of bread from each one of them, there's no din shavius how much it has to be worth. It could even be worth less than a sheva pruta. The din is it has to be at least a mos and shtei sudis. Let's say bread is very, very cheap, and you get a piece of bread less than a sheva pruta, you could use it for an eruv. That's what we came out when we passed him before, that eruv chatzeris is not mishum kinyan, but it's mishum dira. And mishum dira, we said in our community, you don't have to have a sheva pruta. Even if it's worth less than a sheva pruta, still you can make an eruv chatzeris with it. So that's what Yochanan meant to say. That he says a soicher, when you rent from a goy, has a din of an eruv, it means only lakula. That just like you could use a piece of bread less than a sheva pruta for an eruv, who are them when you want to rent the reshus of the goy off the goy, you don't have to give him something worth a sheva pruta, even if it's worth less than a sheva pruta. The top Rashi, loy, my marav v'afilu b'pochis, till lekula akshinu Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan only said lekula, hey, the kulas of din eruv chatzeris apply to this halacha when you want to rent off the goy his reshus. V'loy lechumra, but not to say lechumra, the chol be'erev in lehokim. Because any shayla in Hilchos Erevin, since it's only midrabanan, we always go lehokil. So therefore, what Yochanan meant to say is, Schiris has the coolest of an Erev, but not the chumris. Right, another cooler is about the Gemara. Oma ma'ariv, afilo schira lekitoy. Just when you want to make an Erev, and we had before, if the goy, even if the goy owns an apartment in this backyard, in the chotzer, but if he has a schira lekitoy, he has a yid, a Jewish person that's working for the goy. He's hired by the goy. So locha was you're allowed to, the schira lekitoy, the workman that's working for the goy. He could be mishtatef in the eruv chatzeris. Since he's a Yisrael, he could put part of the bread in to be mishtatef in the eruv chatzeris. Is af soicher the same thing? Let's say the schira lekitoy, the workman for the goy, or besides the superintendent, is a goy. He's not a Yisrael. So since he's a goy, he can't make an Erev Chatzeris. But I call upon him, he could rent from the Schir Lekitoy. Is Av Seicher Afilu Schir Lekitoy. Who are then, when you want to rent off the goy, his reshus and the chotzer, you don't but have to go to the owner, to the goy himself. You could go to a workman, somebody that's working for the goy. Or anybody that has reshus, to leave something in the goy's reshus. That's called, you like his Schir Lekitoy, and you could rent off that person the rights of the goy. That's why we said we have a superintendent in the apartment house. You go to the superintendent and rent off him the reshus of all the goyim in the apartment. Because since the superintendent is working for all the people in the house, he fixes up the houses. He's called the schiru lekitoy. You go to him and rent off him the rights of all the goyim in the apartment, in the house. So Drashi, Uma ma'ariv afilu schiru lekitoy. Denochre im Yisraelu. Let's say a Yisrael is working for the goy. We had before that even though the person living in the apartment is a goy, but since the workman is a Yisrael, you go boss of the workman, and the Yisrael has a right to mishtatev in the Yeruv, So all the Yisrael has to do is just put a pot in l'shem for the goy, and he can mishtate from the rubi chaseris. Is af seicher afil schil kitoid de nochri im nochri hu. Let's say the workman for the goy is also a goy. So since he's a goy, he can't make a nerubik service. He can't give a bread. But our koponim who maskir rishus adoinov lejuri hakotzer. He has a right to rent the rishus of his odin, of the owner of the apartment, to these people that want to make the nerubik service. Hey, so workmen for the owner could also rent the rishus of the goy to make the Yisrael mutter, to make the chaseris. That's what he meant to say. Schiroi is kerev lekula. That you don't have to rent off the goy himself, but you go to somebody that's working for the goy, or somebody that has a right to leave some chvetzim in the apartment, you can rent it off him also. Vaitu mama arev, the same thing when you make an erev. Chamisha shashruyim b'chotzerachat. Let's say he has five people, five Yisraelim, living in one chotzer. There's five different apartments open up to the same backyard. Is alocha echod marav ayidei kulan. One person can make the eruv ayidei kulan. See Rashi, echod marav ayidei kulan could go in beis chatzeris or pesach b'neim. You had two different chatzerim, and there was a door in between them, like the second picture here on the side of the Gerus Habach has. There's a pesach in the middle, and there's a chotzer on the right side, and the left side. There's two chatzerim. Oboy la arev zuim zu. They want to make now the rubi chatzeris in order to be carried from one chotzer into the other chotzer. Not just the houses that open up into each chotzer make an erev for themselves, but they want to make one big erev to be able to carry from one house all the way across to the other chotzer, and from one chotzer to the other chotzer. If there's an eitzah, is oboy la arev zuim zu, echod melech eruvai shel zu, letoich shel zu. Ve'vishliach lechaverev, k'netnan by pirkin, chamisha shegobu es erevin, k'shen molich ha'noise l'mokim achar, echod melech ayidei kulam. His first, let's say on the right chotzer, you have five people, five Yisraelim living there. So first you go collect a pas from all of them, and you put it in one house. Now when they decide they want to make an erev with the next chotzer, all you have to have is just one of these people take that erev and put it into the next chotzer. So you don't have to have all five of them come back and take their pas and bring it to the next chotzer. No, one person can be a shliach for all of them, and one person takes all the five pasim, or really all you need is just four. And since they put it in one house, the house that the erev is in doesn't need a pas. So you take the four pasim, and one person can carry it into the next chotzer, that's good. Is Dr. Gemara, the same thing is by schiris. Is soichenami, chamisha, sheshuyim b'chotzer achas, echot soichra de kulim. Let's say you have five Yisraelim living in the chotzer, and one guy lives there. The halacha is you have to rent the rishus of the goy first, like to get him out of here. Now, does all five Yisraelim have to go separately to the goy? No. We say it's enough if one Yisrael goes to the goy, and he rents the rishus for the goy, for shlichus all the other five Yidin. So just one person has to rent for the goy, and that helps everybody. That's the halacha lemaaseh. You have three people living in a, you have four apartments in the house, and one lives to a goy, and three belong to the Yisraelim, so you don't need all three to go to rent from the goy, just one has to go and rent from the goy's rishus, and he's doing the b'shichas everybody. Hey, so l'kula we say tchiris has the same halachas like an erev. So Rashi, chamisha Yisrael, sheshruyim im anochri b'chotzer achas, echod mehem sechem im anochri b'shvukulim. One person goes to the goy and says, I want to rent now the right you have to use this chotzer for the Shabbos, and that's mutter, it helps everybody. That was the halacha. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. Enechanami lechumra, we don't say that tchiris is like an erev. Enechanami, even though erev you have to make before Shabbos starts, you can't make an eruv chaseris on Shabbos. But to be seicher from a goy, you're allowed to be seicher from a goy even on Shabbos. On the side, you forgot to make the tchiris before Shabbos, you're allowed to on Shabbos now be seicher, give him a piece of bread, and rent his rights to use the chotzer. Enechanami, the other two Yisraelim living there, their erev doesn't help. So the only answer for them is if one is mavato to the other one. So the Gemara, Toyibo Rebelezer. Rebelezer had a kasher on this din that was saying over from Yechidin now. Trashi Toyibo Rebelezer. Va milsa the Amor Liel, Sheasochra min anochri, that you are allowed to rent on Shabbos morning from the goy, v'yachakach bitlu. And then was saying after you rent from the goy, now the other two or three Yisraelim, one has to be mavato their reshus to the other one. The toya means loshen loshen mereach. He like smelled it. Can my bas tam asecht about the zorah claimer? Mayinu machash v'das tam ashadavra. Like yeah, it sounds a little bit funny to him. Is it true you could do this? So Rebbe Lezer started to sink into this halacha. Is it true or not? That's what Reb Lezer said. He's toyer bo Reb Lezer. He had a kasher on this. Amar Reb Zera, my tiyu the Reb Lezer. Reb Zera had shveh faket. What shveh with this halach? It's a poshtun halacha. Has Reb Lezer, what do you have shveh here? Is Amar Reb Sheshes, Reb Sheshes told back to Reb Zera, Gavra Rabba, to Reb Zera lo yoda maiteya. Is a wonder on you, Reb Zera, such a great person, you don't know what's bothering Reb Lezer. Like it's a poshtun halacha, what's bothering on Reb Lezer? To Reb Lezer, kokashele de shmuel rabbi. Reb Lezer had a kasher on Shmuel's Rebbe. Because he was mesupik if this halacha comes out good according to Shmuel. And Rami, so far we didn't have Shmuel said this halacha. So far we just said Reb Yechin in a paskin like this. But Reb Lezer was mesupik that according to his Rebbe, Shmuel, maybe this din would not come out good. So what? So tomorrow, what was the kasher? The Yomah Shmuel, because Shmuel says like this. Kol mokum. She'oisrin u'ma'arvin mivatlin. Kol mokum, we're without an Erev. It's like two Yisraelim living together. They yaser zeh al zeh. They don't make an Erev chatzeris. You can't carry out from your house to the apartment. Then the locher is u'ma'arvin. You're allowed to make an Erev. And let's say they forgot to make the Erev before Shabbos. Then there's a din, you could be mevatel. The Rabbanu will make them. That one Yisrael is mevatel his rishus to the other Yisrael. So it's as if only one Yisrael is living in this chotzer now. So pshit, if there's only one Yisrael living there, it's all one reshus, it all belongs to you, and then you're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. So in such a case there, that's the din we have mevatlim. You could be mevatl. See Rashi. Kol mokim shoysun. Ze al ze b'loy eruv. If they wouldn't have made an eruv b'chatzeris, it would be also to carry out from your house into the chotzer, where you have now at least two Yisraelim living there. V'imho you write some laruv, and if they wanted to before Shabbos, they could have made an Eruv Chatzeris. But let's say they forgot to make the Eruv Chatzeris before Shabbos, then the locher is mevatlin. If the two Yisraelim forgot to make an Eruv Chatzeris before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos they want one wants to carry out from his house into the Chatzer, there's an Eitz of mevatlin Rishusun Liechen. One Yisrael's mevatla gives up his right in the Chatzer to the other person. Mehen. Veheve kule Chatzer didei. It is as if the whole chotzer only belongs to this one person now. Now this person is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But the other people that were mavato gave up their rights, they have no right to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Only from this one person. Hey, let's say there are five people living in the chotzer. So all four of them were mavato their rishus to one Reuven. So only Reuven now is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But the other four people are also. They're not allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. So this is the halacha. There's a kula of mavatlin where you forgot to make the Reuven chatzeris before Shabbos. Everybody can mavato to one person. That a koponim, this one person is allowed to carry out. Baita. And another klal Shmuel said was Ma'arvin. Let's say if they want to make an Erev, they could make an Erev. V'yein oisrin. But if they didn't make an Erev, they don't ask the zel zeh. We'll still say that's the case of two chatzerim, is one keneged the other one that has a pesach in between them. Like the second picture on the bach here. That if they wanted to, they could make an Erev together. But if they don't want to make an Erev together, each one is mutter by themselves, even though they can't go to the other one. Is ma'arvin v'yein oisrin, or else fakeh oisrin in a case where they do ask the zeh al zeh. Aber v'yein mi'arvin, you have no heter to make an eruv chatzeris. We'll soon see what the case is in the case of a goy. The chur, where you have a goy living with you, so then the goy asks on you, and when the goy is there, you can't make an eruv chatzeris together. So in a case where you can't make an eruv chatzeris, zokt Shmuel, ein mevatlin. There's no yisoid of mevatl zeh al zeh. In these last two cases, one Yisrael, even if he wants to, he can't be mevatel his reshus to the other one. So that's going to be the kasher in this case. Here we're saying, when the goy came home Shabbos morning, so now when the goy is here, you can't, your Erev Chatzeris is bottle. You can't make an Erev right now. First you have to do is rent from the goy his reshus. So we said, after you rent from the goy, now you could be mevatel your reshus one to the other. And according to the Shmuel, you won't be able to mevatel your reshus del azir. Because this is a case of Ein Marvin. When the goy comes in, right now the Eruv Chatzeris is not chal. So any time you can't make an Eruv Chatzeris, Shmuel says you can't be mevatel del azir. So that's the theory here we're saying. You could be mevatel even after the goy comes back. that the Erev is bottom, there's an Eitzah to be Seicher, first rent the Rishus of the Goy from this Chotzer, and then we said, let the two Yisraelim be Mevatel their Rishus to this one Yisrael, so I call upon him this one Yisrael not to carry out from his house into the Chotzer. And according to the Shmuel, that's not Emes. Let's see Rashi. What's the case that Shmuel says there is a klal, you could be mevatel zelazir, kegoin beis chatzeris zu lifnim izu. You have two chatzeris, the top picture here, one inside the other one. You have a chotzer pnimis, the inside chotzer, that the only way he goes out is only through the chotzer chitzern, the outside one, and then they go to the mavet rishus rabim. So Zulaf Nemizir is Marvin. If they want to, they can make a move a chatzeris to carry out from the house into the chotzer together. The Ein Oisrin, Zulaf Nemizir. So this is the case, if they want to, they could make an Eruv chatzeris. If they don't make an Eruv chatzeris, they ask the Zealzer, because since the Pnimis has a right to walk through the chitzoinom, they ask her on the Bnei chitzoinom. So that's the first case, that if you want to, you could make an Eruv. Let's say you forgot to make an Erev. That's the case, you could be Mavato, your Rishus, Zelazir. So Drashi, Komokam Asuya Shtechatzeres Lufnemizu. Teichot Lo Irvu Panimis Liatzmo. If the inner Chotzer forgot to make the Erev Chatzeris, is Osra Chitzoinim. They Osra on the outer Chotzer. Afilu Rabbon, the Pligal of the Rabbi Kivlin. Moide the regular Surabim Koima, Sarah Surabim Koima. Because the people in the inside Chotzer cannot carry out from the house into the Chotzer, because they did not make an Erev Chatzeris. So Mela, when they walk through the Chotzer Achitainon, they ask to the people in the Chotzer Achitainon, also they can't carry out from the house into the Chotzer. The Grand Achitainon, Nishod Ritz the Regal, Sheesh no Leah. Now, Bim Rotzel, Aravimo, Marvin, if they wanted to before Shabbos, they can make one big Erev to make the Chotzer Pnimis and the Chotzer Achitainon like one. The Yim Shachachu, let's say though before Shabbos they forgot to make the Erev, Voloi Irvu, then Shmuel is Moida, Mevatlin, Bnei Pnimis, Rishusan, Lebnei Achitainon. The people living on the inside could be mavatel their rishus to the outside chotzer. Oyster drisses the regular shleishtoy ole. So mele, the inside one is oser, but the outside ones are mutter. This is the case that Shmuel's moedi, you could be mavatel rishus zelazir. Weiter, what does the Gemara say? Ma'arvin, what's the case you can make an eruv of a vien oisrin? They do not ask the zelazir. Then the din is ein mavatlin. That Shmuel says, then you can't be mavatel your rishus one to the other. That's kagoyin beis chatzeros. That's the second picture here. That's a going based chatzeres. You have two different chotzers. U pesach echad b'neim. In the middle, there's a pesach between the two of them. But the ma'isa, both chotzers has a right to walk on the top out to the rishus rabin. So one chotzer does not have to walk into the next chotzer. So this is the case. If they didn't make an eruv chatzeres together, they don't ask the zelzeh. Each one carries in his old chotzer. If they want to, they could make an eruv chatzeres together because there is a pesach in between them. But if they didn't make it, they don't ask the zeh zeh. So in a case where they forgot to make the Eruv HaTzeris, they're not allowed to carry zeh to zeh, then there's no din mevatel rishus. Even if one chotzer wants to be mevatel their rishus to the next chotzer, there's no takona, they can't do it. So Rashi shtei chatzeris, psu chayis lemovi, they both open on top to the movi, on the rishus rabin, or pesach b'neim, in between, this picture, in between the two chotzers, there's also a pesach, an opening one to the other. Me'arvin, then they couldn't make an Erev imroitzim, if they want to. V'im lo iru v'zeim zeh, let's say they didn't make an Erev together. Ezu materos liyatzim, zu materos liyatzim. Each one is mutter by itself, because they don't have to walk through the other chotzer. It's not like the top picture, that there the chotzer pnimis have to walk through the chotzer chitzoyna. That's their only exit out to the Rishus HaRabin. Mashenkin here we're talking about, they both have their own exit to the Rishus HaRabin. Just as the Pesach B'neim. So they don't ask the Zelzeh, because they don't have to walk to the one to the other. In such a case, look, Shmuel ein mevatlin. The Drashim hutzuchu letalta mizulizu. Let's say they forgot to make the Eruv HaTzeris, and they want to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer. There's no kula, you can't be mevatel Zelzeh. Ein mevatlin Rishus shelzu lizu. The Rabbanan only made this kula in a case that without the bittul, it's mamash osur zel zim. Nobody can carry out from the house into the chotzer. That's a big tzarech. Then the Rabbanan will make him, you could be mevatel zel zim. But here in this case, each chotzer by themselves could carry out from the house into the chotzer. So it's not such a big tzarech. The Rabbanan will not make him to say one chotzer could be mevatel, then reshus to the other chotzer, to say you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer. That's Shmuel's halacha. In such a case, you can't be mevatel zelazir. We'll soon see we don't pass like this. We hold in all cases, you could be mevatel from one chotzer to another chotzer. We'll soon see on Amad Beis. that we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. But this is Shmuel Halacha, and the first thing Shmuel says is, Vaita, is, Oisrin, let's say the case where the Asa Zeal Zeh, the Ein Marvin, but you're not allowed to make an Arubi Chatzeris together, is still the din is Ein Mavatin. You can't make a Bittel. Is what is this case? Lasuya Mai, what are we talking about? Lachura, Lav Lasuya Nachrin. We have to be talking about you have a Goy here. Because since you have a Goy, that's the case that you can't make an Erev together. And still we say Ein Mavatin, you can't be Mavatin Yerushus. So Drashi Lav Lasuya Nachrin. Shedarim Shnei Yisraelim Bechotzer. So only have one chotzer, that there are three apartments opening up into the chotzer, two of them belongs to the Yisraelim, and one belongs to a Goy. She'oiskren oisre shnei Yisraelim ze al ze, the two Yisraelim taka asta ze al ze, obe vein yecholim lariv, bishul anochri. The way it stands right now, an Erev Chatzeres doesn't help, because since you have a Goy in this chotzer, it doesn't let you do it. Ukamrina and still Shmuel says, the ein mevatlin, you can't be mevatle one to the other. Now Zot Gemara, what's the case? If the Goy came before Shabbos, so what do you mean you can't make an Erev together? Lugar Meyesmol, yesterday when the Goy on Friday, go and rent the Rishus from the Goy on Friday, then you could make an Erev of the two Yisraelim together. Like, get rid of the Goy Friday. What's the case that you can't make an Erev on Friday? Elo, the case is Lav, Diyosim Shabbat. Our case, Mamish, that Friday the Goy wasn't